family or anyone asks you for something which is against the law of Allah, and you must know that's your closest friend also. But when it comes to asking for something which is against the law of Allah Ta'ala, then you might decide, I'm not going to give you. No matter how close the friend is, you are tested in every way. Allah wants to show you the test. That at that occasion, how much love do you have for me? That friend has done, he gave his life to you. He's done everything for you the best. But now the time came that he asked you for a favor which is against the law of Allah. How do you respond there? No matter what can happen, the world can turn over, but you won't help him. That's where. But if a person asks for a good cause for serving Allah Ta'ala, then you give how much you want to give. It's too little. So Allah Ta'ala created everything for a reason, and you must know it. Likewise, anger too. People ask, you know, I don't have any more anger. Why? What do you mean don't have any anger? Anger is also part of it. Allah knows why He gave you anger. And the reason for anger is to protect yourself from enemies. If you don't have anger in you, then how will you combat the enemies too? So everything Allah Ta'ala created for the right reasons, not for the wrong reasons. But if you misuse a thing, even your needs too, you look at it, your desire to fulfill your own needs, all that Allah has given you can fulfill those needs of yours, but within the Sharia. It must be within the Sharia, not against the Sharia. Follow everything according to the law of Allah Ta'ala. Once you exceed, then when the sparks will start. The moment you exceed, the sparks will start. And once the sparks will start, the flame will come out. And once the flame come out, the smoke will come. The smoke will go in your brains, go into your heart. And thereafter, what happens? The consequences are serious. Very serious. You cannot control anymore at all. So in other words, this must know that if a completely big person loses all control of his mind, everything, what happens then? There's no difference between him and animal too. No difference between animal. So anger Allah Ta'ala has brought about is something that which you have to always have in us, but you must have full control of it. You must have full control. Today it is controlling us. That is why we have lost control of everything. Sahaba ikram, ashiddaul kuffar, they were so severe with the kuffars. And when the Quran says that with the people of Iman, they had raham on them. They had raham on them. Kindness, generosity. Very kind. That quality we should have in us. And it's natural that according to everyone's needs, a person makes effort to everything, and the needs that he wants, that thing there. If he does not get, he gets angry. He works very hard to get a certain thing, and he fails in that, he gets very angry about it. But he does not realize that what is the reason for the anger. What's the reason for the anger? He tries to live it for something and does not get it. What is the reason for the anger? The only reason for anger is pride. Why does a person get angry? Because of pride. Why did he speak to me like that? Why I could not win him? I was playing a match with him. I say, you lost the match. Look at his face that time. He needed a match that time. So in other words, everything leads to one. That why did you get angry? It's because you did not have your way. If you had your way, you won't do anything. So this is the most important thing. That to have in you that pride, that arrogance, that, you know, that I am someone. Before the cricket matches were different. Now the matches were something else now. Before it was different when he came. That's why my Hazrat said to us, cricket wagaira ko khelna munasib nahi hai. Any sport that the kuffar have brought about is most harmful. Two brothers are playing together, very good friends. The other fella beat the other fella. finish. Enemies all for lifelong. I beat you. Khalas. So what is the reason for that person to get angry? It's because me kuch hu. Why I lost that him. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi gave this incident of clinch, you know, shatranj, chess. When a person plays chess together, and the moment that person loses it, you can see he lost already. The reason is because of why must you get angry? Because why? You haven't got control of yourself. The most important thing is to have control of yourself at all times. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, that you are steadfast so perfectly you must be. You are not perfect, you are not steadfast. This is what happened to Angus. And the main reason is because of pride. And once pride come in, then you will see quarrels should grow. All kinds of ill-mannered things happening one another. Then we can think of whatever you want. Then you can think of whatever you want. Haughtiness is there. Vanity is there. All kinds of things are there. And the most worst thing is the hate is there. The most worst thing is the hate is there. And last 2 weeks, Majlis Hazrat always speaking on that. Apne dil ko saaf rakho. How many of us are keeping our heart clean as possible? If our hearts are not clean. It has to be so clean and pure that only Allah can stay in that. So all this kind of vanity and haughtiness and pride and whatever you call that, if it's stuck in your heart, which brings about hate, then what is the reason of that then? Will Allah go into that kind of heart? Whatever it happens. So is this the way that... So vanity, attempt. And the only way that one can reason, can come to some solution to this problem is to become humble. To become tawadu. Humble. You learn to humble yourself. If you do not humble yourself, then you must know one thing, you have achieved nothing. This humility is the most important thing. Mahazad gave, wala rahmatullah alayhi. Garibo ke saath zyada mohabbat rakhte the. Because only poor people should come there. And if the mohabbat thi usme, to aur baat hoti hai. You do not know would poor people is something else, or rich people is something else. Garibo ke maza aata hai. And that's what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the early days of Makkah, he was only with who? The poor people, not the rich people. I'm not saying the rich people are bad. Just to tell you what it brings about. That why did Abdul Rahman Ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, why did he sit among the poor people? When he was with the rich people, he found that he always finding he's getting more higher and higher. I want to compete with another. Pride coming to, I want to compete with this person, compete with that one. All the time competing with one another, he reached nowhere. One is higher than him, one another is higher than him. But when he began to look at the poor people below him, he began to admire himself, that, oh Allah, what were things you not give me in this world? And you will begin to find when you keep your contact with people who are lower than you, what Nabi Karim Sam said, then automatically humility comes into you. Humility. And when you become humble, humility comes into you and you become humble. So this tolerance and humility which has to come into our lives, tolerance is very important. Then you see that what happens, that pride goes away. When humility comes, pride goes away. Humility comes, pride goes away. When that person told Haji Imdadullah rahmatullah alayhi, ki Hazrat, he said that, if Allah Ta'ala says, the puri dunya mujhe kafir kahe, when Allah kahe mujhe iman hai, main sab kuch hu. But the moment the whole world tell me I'm mu'min, Allah tell kafir, what happens? What's the matter? So the most important thing what you have to do is, we have to not worry what people have to say, we have to say what Allah wants from us. The most important is what Allah wants from us. And you'll be faced with this kind of conditions in this world, in a way when it comes to nikah also.
Nikah is supposed to be according to Sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It has to be performed according to that. Every occasion of ours must be according to Sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So anger is something which has brought about so much of misery in every homes. Anger has brought about so much misery that man is working for years in making ibadat. But that bark, that old bark, B-A-R-K, is in it. That he doesn't want to leave that bark. His habit is gone. He does not want to leave that bad habit, but he does not know that bad habit can lose all his good. All his good deeds. Allah Almighty Father. We do not know. To hurt a people is very, very dangerous. Kisi ka dil todna bahut mushkil. Very big sin it is. One buzruk is walking, he's keeping a fast, he's walking with all his murid. His murida comes out to give a glass of milk. Hazrat, doodh hai. Pee liya. Hazrat, aapka roza hai. Ji haan, main kal bhi rakh sakta hoon, lekin dil nahi rakh sakta. Dil to rakh diya. Kal bhi rakh sakta hoon, lekin dil to rakh diya. To keep a mumin's heart. Very great ibadat. And to keep your wife's heart is more great ibadat. The one who's given her life for you. The one who has herself have divorced all her friends for you. The one who has divorced their parents for you too. The one who gave all her life only for one person. What you must do for her? Overlook all her shortcomings. All her shortcomings overlook. Because she has sacrificed her whole life for this one person. And she says, Naqisat al-Aql. Nabi Karim says, Naqisat al-Aql. Her aql is crooked, not complete. Then you got that in your mind. Why don't you keep the heart? But we are the first one to make gusa on them. Why? They are the targets. They can't take on anyone else. They are the targets. Bichari, they skip. Then the women begin to do wrong things. I got one case came to me 1 week ago. Bichari, she's putting tablets quietly in her husband's food. Why? Garam magaj hai wo. Garam magaj. We don't want garam magaj hai, bhai. Hot-headed person. She said, I don't know what to do. So I'm taking this thing. And when he caught her, now he's thinking, jadoo kar de. So will you lead that person do all these things? I got no one to help me. Ya Allah, what must I do? My husband is becoming a terror. Some wives say, Khuda ka shukr, husband not around too. You like a wife telling my husband not in the house is nice? Whereas a wife and come in the house, Nabi Karim says, Aisha radiallahu says, when he comes to the house, you're waiting, he's waiting. Khushi ke saath baat hote, mazay ke saath baat. So if we do not, this anger has caused all the harm in this world. You have got the best friend you lost because of anger. Your best friend you have lost because of anger. Your best wife you lost because of anger. And because of this anger, many people are living in the homes illegitimately. They have given talaq. And they are still living together. You'll be surprised. Kya kahun aapse? Where he's gone to? He's gone to that limit. Yet Nabi Karim says, I also get angry. So I get angry too. They ask him, you get angry? He says, I get angry. Yes, but the time when I get angry, I make sure if I curse a person or whatever, I get angry, straight away I say, Ya Allah, have mercy on this person. See how much control he has himself. Ke mere wajah se kisi ko takleef na ho. Although he should get angry, and he should get angry for the sake of Sharia. That one sahabi told Yasam, whatever you are doing, I'm writing it down. When you get angry, that too you must write down. Yes, you must do it, you must write it down. Because Khuda ki qasam, at that time too, anger does not undertake me. Control, nothing of that. How important it is. So if you want to get angry, make yourself that the person who can control himself. So you are thinking, why? But the once the moment, in other words, remember, he says, okay, whatever I do is not against the Sharia. Everything according to Sharia. At the time of anger too, I do everything according to Sharia. So in other words, we'll be so careful that when you're in time of anger, be careful what you speak. Be careful what you speak. But today it's like this. And a person gets angry with his wife, your mother is like that, and your father is like that too. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahabas asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, someone also cures, curses one's mother? Jiha, because when you tell your mother is like that, then she says, your mother is like that too. So just imagine that Rasulullah, at the time of anger also, you must be according, do not leave the Sharia. But they are according to Sharia, get angry. Once you lose yourself, then there's got no control, then what happens? That's the thing happens. She said, Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when one fellow told him, you told him some words. He said, whatever you are saying, if it's true, then Allah may have mercy on me. But if it's not true, Allah will have mercy on you. Dekho kaisa khabar. Today we can do that. If a person came and told him something so bad to Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, he said, if it's true, then Allah have mercy on me. But if it's not true, Allah have mercy on you. He gave him dua also. Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, one person gave him a very hard slap. What do you think he told him? He said, I can also report you too. I can also report you. I can also hit you too. But no. I'm forgiving you. And I tell Allah Ta'ala, I will not go into Jannah until I take you with me to Jannah. I will not enter Jannah until I take you to Jannah. Isi baat kahan milegi aapko? Where you get this? Today if someone has to slap you, you give him two slaps. Where's the anger now? Where's the anger? This anger is the worst sin. Is the worst sin. And the purpose for anger is because of only one thing. Is that you want to show that you are someone and pride comes. That's the worst thing. As a Shabir Rahmatullah Alayhi, someone told him something. If you are telling the truth, then Allah must have mercy on control. So be friend. So Allah Ta'ala loves the person who has control of his anger. He befriends him. And every time I tell this, I write in the kitab, that a person when gets angry, before he gets angry, he must think to himself, if I don't get angry with him, Allah won't get angry with me too. Because you caught him on one mistake. You got so many mistakes. By you just overlooking this mistake, Allah will overlook all your mistakes. Why don't you look at it like that? That you overlook this one thing, Ya Allah, ya banda hai tumara, I'm forgiving him, you will forgive me with that intention. Just imagine Allah Ta'ala looks for different excuses for man to forgive. So if you have that condition in you, but the worst thing is anger. Worst thing. No, it's very easy to say, maaf. But you hurt me by it. You hurt me. That you can't put right. You can do whatever you want. You hit a person, you hurt him. After that, you say, maaf. By what maaf? That's what Hazrat Thanvi Rahman says, when someone hurts you, you say, look, you hurt me. You rather tell him you hurt me. Do not keep it in your heart. Tell you hurt me. A lot of time we get in our madrasa, the person comes, just come whenever he wants to come. Don't bring the child on time. Don't do that. I tell them, you hurt me. I don't want you to hurt me. I rather don't keep my heart. I rather keep my heart clean. You hurt me. Don't do that. Don't do that. It's important for you to say to the person that you hurt me, but say in a nice way. Don't say in a bad way. So this is one thing which we are lacking today. So mercy is something that is very, very important. To have mercy, very important. That person, true love. The true love if you have for someone, just imagine you have true love for someone. True love means if that person hits you too, you love him for that too. What do you understand? If a person is in love with a woman, she tell him, look, this night time now is thunder there. I want you to come now. I want you to come now. True love, I'm going there. No matter what happens, raining, storming, everything, I'm coming there. The true love that you have for them. That kind of love you have for an insan, the love for Allah Ta'ala. The love for Allah Ta'ala. If you got love for insan that he calls you anytime, you just run. Then Allah Ta'ala, He called you that time to read namaz, Fajr namaz, 4 o'clock, why not running? Wo love kaha hai? Where is that love? The love must pull you like how you can know that time when you got love for money. And a customer came to 2 o'clock in the morning and told you, look man, I got $2 million here now. His sleep is gone too. Everything is gone. And Khuda na kare, he goes that the deal is not done too. Khuda na kare, he goes there and says, I'm sorry, the deal is gone, not done. But he wakes up the time. And that deal Allah gives us for the hereafter. What a deal that is. That deal that for everlasting. We are not prepared for it. The love is not there. If you have love for something, love for Allah Ta'ala, I promise you, run towards Him. If you run towards Him. So this is one thing. If a person gets angry on a person, he must think to himself that anger of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah get angry will be what will my position. Very nice remedy that is. The moment you get angry with someone, you must think to yourself, Allah Ta'ala gets angry with me on the day of Qiyamah. If you look at it, how many aibs you got in you? How many faults you got in you? Did you look into your own faults? You caught even one fault. So many faults you have, not even bother with that one. So Allah Ta'ala overlooks faults, and why don't you also overlook them? One is that person when anger comes late, and goes late too. Anger comes late. Der se aaye or der se jaaye. Comes late. And one is anger comes early and goes early too. That person who goes early is better than that person who comes late. I'm going to tell you something, you'll be surprised. I never heard from anyone besides Hazrat Wala. Maghloobul Ghadab. When you give your daughter, don't give the person who's got this quality in him. That's why Mahazat always tell us, when you're giving your daughter to anyone, the first thing, don't say you got a beard. Eh? The beard can come. Inshallah. The beard will come. First thing, ask, Baba, how's your anger? Gussa ka kya hal hai? Because I tell you something, when the gussa starts, his tahajjud is gone too. His dhikr is gone too. And everything is gone. First thing, look at it, what kind of person he is. He's got good character, softness in him, got anger. One person was making zikr in a masjid, and one other person is sleeping there. So when he's making zikr, the person is sleeping, so he's making kharate, he's snoring. Just imagine making zikr of Allah Ta'ala. He shook him up, he said, what song would you, why are you troubling, why are you snoring? That for what you expect him to do that. After some time, he starts snoring again. He killed him. Because the Thani Rahman, he killed him. Wo zikr kaha chala gaya? Wo kaha chala gaya wo zikr? Dari bhi hai, sab kuch hai. So most important thing is this much. If you're looking for your daughter for you, first thing you look at, unka akhlaq kaisa hai. Khuda na kare, you got no beard, inshallah, ek din wo bhi aa jayega. Sab kuch aa jayega. Badi cheez ye hai ki unke akhlaq. How is his akhlaq? Today you find father-in-law and son-in-law are fighting one another. They caught up, brought them. Now they're fighting one another. You'll be shocked how they're fighting. There's no more respect. A father-in-law just have to keep quiet. I gave my daughter, what must I do? I can't bring my daughter back. They actually use languages and the rest of it. They're fighting. Good people. Good people. Why? Because from the beginning you did not look at it what it is. Akhlaq, sabse pehle. Gussa. Lot of women today, which are making a lot of sabar. They make a lot of sabar. You don't know. You think money can buy happiness? Money can not buy happiness. A man may have good akhlaq and you got no money. Your muhabbat se zindagi guzar jati hai. Guzar jati hai. Muhabbat se. She will have half loaf bread, but she'll be the happiest person. You don't take her anywhere. The next person can take the whole world, can show the whole world. Lekin ki buri adat hai. She doesn't want to stay with that person. The most important thing is anger. Keep away from anger. So Hazrat said, maghloobul ghadab. That person, you must never give a person who got maghloobul ghadab, a person who got anger in him all the time, like an animal is. Like an animal. He comes in the house, wife is vibrating. Bichari vibrating. Khuda khair kare. Khuda khair kare. What's going to happen to me? I'm not exaggerating, my dear friends. I'm not exaggerating. My Hazrat said this thing. Yeah, what a sentence. A person who's overgrown with anger. Don't ever give your daughter, no matter how much Quran he reads to. That I'm saying. Because your life will be a misery at that. Which father is giving his daughter with that kind of intention? He's giving his intention. He gave a good house, his own house. He looks so happily. He wants her to go to a more happier home. And then that's what happens to her. What happens to them? Second, he said that person who got money, inneen hewa. Inneen, impotent. Impotent means he cannot fulfill that wife's desires. Please don't ever do that. Please don't. Don't ever kisi ki zindagi barbaad kar dete aap. Zindagi barbaad. And third, your person poor, don't ever give your daughter to him until he can look after himself first. You can't look after himself, but you look after your daughter. So these three things, my husband said, I got the tape on this thing too. I never said this to any time, but this way I said, I must say it. But anger is the worst thing in this life. What are you telling me? You go home now. The wife has given you the best of it to eat. Small thing, she says, a small thing which you twist, which others will speak to you, will overlook it. But where she spoke to you, khalas. Khalas. Satyanas ho gaya. Which she made, waited for you now. You know, Hazrat going to come now from Madlis and going to come. You're going to have some fruits and something there. Bichari, she comes, make it ready. And she comes there, and you, when the time you come, then she said, one small thing. Just one small thing. That's why Hazrat said, all log jab aapko evasive baat suna rahe, to samajhte ke phool phil rahe. And others speak the same thing to you, you think they're throwing flowers. And the same thing, the wife tells you, she's throwing stones. Throwing stones. So this is how our condition today is. Dear friends, our house must be full of rahmat. Our house must be full of barakat. And the only way it can come, gussa paas na hai. Control your anger. Control your anger. They do not want your money. They want your akhlaq. Akhlaq. That is what we are lacking today. And listen, my dear friends, we are all guilty of it. No one say we're not guilty of it. My Hazrat, look there, just Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is at the time when he get angry too. He does not say anything against the Sharia. My Hazrat ji, when he get angry, jangli kabutar, that's the only thing he says. Nothing else. Nothing against Shariat. The moment Hazrat jangli kabutar, he's angry a little bit. Angry? Like our Dr. Tanvir sahab. Nonsense? No nonsense? Lekin gussa hai us waqt. He says, zyada baat nahi ki. So we have to learn again too, that if we get angry, do not take words against Sharia. Do not pick and point at other people. Do not what the father-in-law did to you. What the mother-in-law did to you. What that person did to you. Why bring them in the picture? Talk what is necessary, but the best thing is always to keep silent. You keep? When the wife tells you anything, keep silent. But they mustn't know what I'm saying now. Keep silent. Abu Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One person is telling him all the bad things. Nabi Karim Sam is sitting, standing next to him. Not a word Abu Bakr Siddiq saying, not a word. The moment Abu Bakr Siddiq began to speak, Rasulullah Sam walked away. He asked, why you walked away? He said, as long as you are quiet, nothing was happening. But the moment Shaitan came there and he made you start speaking, I said, Shaitan, I must go away from there. So who is the problem? It's Shaitan. So we must, as far as possible, the best remedy, I'm giving $1 million medicine. I don't need no money. I'm just telling it to you. With your wife, as far as possible, she can tell you the worst things. She still loves you. She still loves you. Khuda na kare, khuda na kare, khuda na kare. 1,000,000 times. The moment you get sick, she forego her own sickness over you. You, every husband I've noticed who caused harm to the wives, the time when they get sick, they came to realize there was no friend beside the wife. There's no one beside the wife. Appreciate them. Allah made that partner for you. Do not get angry. Do not get angry. Not only with the wife, but outside, everywhere. Keep it like that, that you must think if you get angry with someone, think if Allah get angry with me, what in my position? And have this ummid, inshallah, if I'm not getting angry here, Allah will overlook my, conceal my sins on the day of Qiyamah. Allah ta'ala, sabku amal kani, tawfiq nasib, wa akhru da'un, alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad. اللهم إنا لا ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك
اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الامور كلها واجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر. ربنا اتمنا نورا وانفرنا ان كل شيء قدير. اللهم نسالك رضاك والجنه ونعوذ بك من سخطك. وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا برحمتك.